AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. By a 2-1 vote, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has upheld a Texas-based judge's injunction blocking the Obama administration's immigration initiative. More from AP correspondent Kevin McGill in New Orleans.
The majority agreed with the Texas judge that it was, in a nutshell, overstepping authority and that Congress still needs to address the immigration issue.
The ruling further dims prospects of implementation of the executive action before President Obama leaves office in 2017. Now that University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf has resigned, the school's football team will resume its regular activities, including practice today. Coach Gary Pinkel says he cared more about the well-being of his players rather than the ramifications if they had set out a football game in protest.
That was 100%. I mean, it's very unusual circumstances. Are we going to have players, you know, wanting to walk out of games? I've been doing this for a long time. It's never, ever, ever happened. These are very, very unusual circumstances. And we run a very disciplined, structured program here.
Some 30 black football players had said they wouldn't take part in team activities until Wolf resigned, which he did on Monday. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump is suggesting boycotting Starbucks over the minimalist design of its annual holiday cups. He aired his beef at a rally in Springfield, Illinois.
I wouldn't buy. Hey, look, I'm speaking against myself. I have one of the most successful Starbucks in Trump Tower. Maybe we should boycott Starbucks. I don't know. Seriously. I don't care.
The cups are all red with no images aside from the company's green and white logo. Chipotle restaurants in Washington and Oregon could reopen later this week now that all the tests for their food came back negative for E. coli. This is AP Radio News. You can't buy hearts, kidneys, or other organs, but according to a Columbia University study, money can still help get you one.
The study confirms what many have long suspected. The rich have an advantage even in a system designed to steer organs to the sickest patients and those who have waited longest. Rich people can better afford the tests and the travel to get on more than one transplant center's waiting list. The study was co-authored by Dr. Raymond Givens.
People are using their resources to essentially jump the line getting more than one ticket in the lottery.
Apple founder Steve Jobs may have benefited from this tactic. He got a liver transplant in Tennessee, even though he lived in California. Julie Walker, New York.
A team of meteorologists and scientists is fanning out this month across one of the wettest places in the country, Washington State's Olympic Peninsula, to measure raindrops in a study of how well global satellites predict precipitation from space. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.